The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. Bit of a change of scenery this morning, as instead of staring at Josh DiMaggio's lovely face in the production office, we are looking live at the Bog in Saukville for another Delzer ESPN Milwaukee Open. They are lining up the golf carts as we speak. We are enjoying. Gabe, where are we right now? What are we looking at? Where is this on the course?
So the green right in front of us is hole 18. We can also see the barn, which is kind of their big events venue out here at the Bog. So we're on the back patio of the clubhouse right now at the Bog, enjoying all the morning views.
Chewy, this is fantastic.
This is luscious. I could go for a cup of coffee.
Attaboy, we can get you one.
Can we get Chewy a cup of coffee? Could somebody get Chewy a cup of coffee already? So today, of course, is the 2024 Delzer ESPN Milwaukee Open. So we will be having golfers arrive over the next few hours. We'll be out there mixing it up on the links. Gabe, I'm not sure. Having never... Oh, is that classical music? A little classical music?
No, that's an airplane.
Yeah, I don't know what you're hearing. Yeah, I hear the airplane. I hear... Our bump music kind of fading out.
Oh, I was hearing some classical music in my ears. I thought that was quite nice to set the scene. Huh. Having never played.
Is that based upon last night?
Hey, Joshy, help me out here. Please tell me there is classical music playing somewhere.
There was
Joshy?
Not. Nope. Not at all.
What brand was that?
Hold on. Just hold on a minute. Shh.
All right, now
okay,
I hear
there it.
It
is.
Thank you. Good grief. You guys are making me think I was crazy. I mean, I am crazy, but like I was hearing classical music there. Thank you very much. Okay, so anyway, having never played in a celebrity golf outing, although I do intend to at some point get my golf game good enough to be able to show face in one of these, how do you handle it, Gabe? Because you're a good golfer, but I imagine that there are some partners and people that are out on the course that don't really want Gabe Neitzel showing them up on the links. How do you manage and navigate a celebrity golf outing like this?
No, so something like this, if you are a good player, because it's a scramble, right? They want you on the team. They want you to be there to be hitting all the shots because it's a scramble. It's not every man for himself, every woman for themselves out there today. It's a team event. You want the four people in your group to all play as well as you can so you can win some of the great prizes we have for
them
today.
Does it wreck your game? Like they said it can so, because you're overswinging on the tee or maybe too aggressive.
So I will take some aggressive lines today, but I have learned not to overswing just because it never leads to anything good.
You know what's a huge advantage, Jen, playing in these? Is having a woman that can drive the
ball. Oh, absolutely.
Because you get such a bump from the tees, and it makes every par five reachable.
Yeah, you know, my husband's been saying that exact line to me for the last 3 years, trying to convince me to golf with him. You know what's really great, babe? You know what's really great? You know what they really love? And I'm like, shh. Okay? It's on the list. We're working at it. So today we are at the Bog in Saukville for the 2024 Delzer ESPN Milwaukee Open. Chewy was not here yesterday. Chewy had a big weekend. Chewy, that photograph of you and your wife, you finally settled on your costumes for the 90s couples party that you were going to this weekend. Tell everybody what you settled on and how the party was.
It was outstanding. The props were unbelievable. So they had the original Ghostbusters van there.
What?
They had...
Did you get to go inside?
The General Lee. I didn't.
Did you get to go inside?
Inside the...
General Lee?
Yeah.
They had.
I thought you famously slid across the hood of that one.
They had.
He's a little too big.
They
for
had
that.
The original DeLorean from Back to the
what?
Future.
What? Did you get to go inside?
No, I wouldn't fit.
That's fair. The DeLorean. It's looking a little.
But they had. He flew in. He also flew in actors, impersonators, and the guy that was Marty McFly. You really had to do a double take.
Really?
And he was in character the whole night. It was outstanding. We had a blast. The only negative was, I had to wear a flannel with the outfit.
Because you
and
went
it was
as. Because you went as.
Axl Rose. And Angie went as Slash. Mm-hmm. Angie tied it together. So she we was, actually We actually won the costume.
You did? Contest.
Yeah.
Of course they did. Did you see? I mean, they were fantastic.
But do you think I stuck around?
To find out if you did?
No.
You absolutely did not.
No.
Was Angie still there at least to receive your award?
No, we left because the sky opened up. There are storms coming, so they had to kind of rush. They had fireworks. They had to rush the fireworks. So it was still kind of light out.
This is the least relatable party I have ever heard of.
Yeah.
They brought in celebrity impersonators.
Yes.
They brought in actual vehicles from 90s television shows. There were fireworks. Were you at Michael Rubin's Fanatics party without telling us?
It kind of felt like it. So in on the property, there was a pool that they put the disco dance floor over.
Okay.
So, I mean, it was outstanding. I made it for till about 9 o'clock.
So what is that, like 45 minutes?
Yeah, I got there. What time we get there? Yeah, 7-ish. No, I made it 2 hours. But it was great. It was wonderful. We had a great time.
Correct me if I'm wrong, though. The only, because Angie pulled off Slash, she was fantastic. Your Axel had just a touch of Bret Michaels to it.
Okay.
It kind of had a touch of a, I mean, you're still clearly 80s rock star. And do you think you won the costume contest because you had the best costume? Or because you were wearing something sleeveless and was going to tell you didn't win with your arms exposed.
I think that had a little. I think that detracted from the costume because Axel is a chain smoking, grit smoking.
Yeah. You're a little big.
Yeah,
everyone was like, dude, what's wrong with your arm? So. I think that detracted a little bit, but Angie's with the cigarettes and stuff.
Yeah, oh, it was fantastic.
The boots, the hair, the hat, yeah. All of it. Maybe we can, we got to ask Angie. Maybe you guys will let us post a picture on the ESPN Milwaukee, on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter account. It is also a big day for you. You were telling us this morning that it is Prime Day. And that's a bit of a holiday in the old Chimura household, as you have had your Amazon Prime privileges revoked at times. You have not been allowed to make purchases. I assume today, because of the discounts that are folded in, you will be allowed to?
That's got to be the worst grounding, right?
But
if you lose your Prime privileges
so
on Prime Day?
Woke up, got my cup of coffee, was watching TV. I got up probably 4:45. So I'm like, what the hell? I'll go on Prime right now. So the box was...
Wait a minute. 4:45. 4:45 in the morning.
So the box, there was already 9 things in the cart. You know? And I'm like, what the hell? So I deleted all of them.
Because
I wasn't going to order them and get yelled at.
That's fair.
So
he has been yelled at for ordering things he shouldn't have in the past. That is fair. I think that's a fair
move.
I'm pretty
sure you needed to save for later. Mm-hmm.
So I started ordering stuff, and these things started repopping in the basket. And I'm like, what the hell? So I keep deleting them. They keep coming back in. So I'm like, there's no way she's up right now. Sure as sugar. Go in the bedroom. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm on Amazon.
See, this is why you guys are perfect for each other. This is why the marriage has been great, because you both are on Amazon Prime on Prime Day at 4:45 in the morning.
So here's the deal, right? I order supplements. That's about all I order.
And
I order
shoes.
No, I didn't get shoes. I tried to get some. See, I get functional stuff. She gets stuff that just adds work to my plate, right? Like she ordered a raft for the lake. We're halfway through summer, okay? We're halfway through summer. This is something you order at the beginning. She ordered one of the games I was telling you with the
PVC like ladder
piping,
golf. Is that what it's called?
Okay,
you
know? Sure.
Yeah. Because we have these next 3 weekends, we have friends coming in. And it's jam-packed. I got to clean. You know, I do all the cleaning.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I got to remake all the beds. I don't need to put more crap together. So her list that she ordered is probably about 2 hours more work for me.
Okay, so you got to put together the ladder golf. You got to blow up the raft. What else? I mean, right now we're talking
good
about.
Good thing you got those big lungs. You can handle blowing up that raft.
I got, let me see. I got 1, 2. I got 5 beds to make.
What?
Property.
What do you mean, like build a bed?
No. Make the bed. Change the sheets.
Okay.
You know?
So what are we talking about here? Maybe 40 minutes of work?
Add that on top of the ladder golf, on top of the raft.
I don't, because I'm a clean freak. I'm, I'm OCD, ACD, ACDC. I don't know what the hell I am, but there's something there.
Yeah. It's scrambled,
there's
but
something,
it's there.
Yeah. Something all right. There's definitely something there.
I mean, having – and you just went through it with the couple from Connecticut. Mm-hmm. Having them there is wonderful, but when they leave, it's joyous. Right?
Yeah. Well, because you don't realize how much time you spend during the day just like on the down throttle. Right? You throttle down and you take a deep breath, but when you have people in your house of various ages, all of a sudden you're on and you're on and you're on and you're on and you're on and, yeah. and all of a sudden you go, you know what? I'm going to go pick up the kids by myself. Do you need any help? Sure don't. Sure don't need any help, right? And then you sit in the car for 20 minutes to get to the pickup and you're like,
so it'll be fun, break. But they have two kids. All of our kids are gone, obviously. So we are like, and I need suggestions. What do I do? They're probably 13 and 11. Can't go downtown. Or can you? Yeah, the RNC will be over.
Yeah, RNC ends on Thursday.
Okay. Will they be cleared out and out, get out of town? So
this weekend?
Yeah.
I mean, they'll be in the process. It'll be a little messy, but it
is
won't
there
be.
Is a festival? Do you know if there's a festival?
Oh, I'm sure there is. It's Milwaukee in a weekend.
Yeah, okay. there's got to be something somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Let me ask you this. You mentioned the RNC, which obviously is going on in Milwaukee. We are not there today as we are out at the Bog in Saukville for our ESPN Milwaukee Open. Gabe Chu, did you guys have any FOMO? Did you have any desire to be taking in the festivities, taking in the pomp and circumstance of the RNC yesterday?
No.
None. No desire.
Dario sat there last night watching it on television and was like, I wish I was there. I wish I was like, I wish I was, you know, rubbing elbows and taking it all in. And not necessarily for any like sort of political reason, but just like it's a big event in our town. You're showing off, right? I saw the tweets yesterday, man. People are loving our city. People are loving it. People are talking about how clean it is. People are talking about how nice it is. People talked about the event that happened at Summerfest Grounds, obviously over the weekend. Like right now, the reviews on Milwaukee are popping.
It's like having, you know, people stay with you over the weekend. Great. Bring your tax dollars in. Spend up. Love the city. But get the hell out of here.
Yeah, Chewy's favorite part is going to be when everybody
right?
leaves.
Yeah. Gabe said the same thing. He goes, I don't want people knowing about my town.
I want to do that knowing. Right over there, Gabe. That's what I want to do.
Do you want to do the...
If I could have one other job than this, I would love
what,
to get up at 5:30.
She's cutting the green.
She's cutting the green.
Cutting the green right now.
I just would love to be on one of those big Toros just... like Kramer in the fire truck, you know, letting it all happen.
I'm sure there's, I'm guessing somewhere there is somebody that would let us have you drive one of the lawnmowers to cut
Toros.
A green. I'm guessing. If there's one area that I 100% trust you,
yeah,
it's on a lawnmower.
On a lawnmower, yeah.
All right, there's a lot of stuff we got to get to this morning here as, again, we are at the Bog in Saukville for the Delzer ESPN Milwaukee Open. Jason Wilde is coming up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Also, did you take in last night the Home Run Derby? Did anybody watch the Home Run Derby last night? And did anyone, like me, run to Twitter immediately? I flew Delta Airlines to Twitter last night, guys, after the national anthem to see if,
oh God.
if it was just me, to see if it was my television, to see if
the
I
sound
was the
was just
only
a little
one.
Off.
Maybe our Sonos wasn't working. I gotta check. Let me fly Delta Airlines to Twitter mentions and see what people are saying about the national anthem last night in the Home Run Derby. We will talk about that and so much more. We are still on Jordan Love contract watch. We'll talk to Jason Wilde about that right after this on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Ewald Automotives knows summer is meant to be spent outside, just like we're spending our show today outside here at the ESPN Milwaukee Open. That's why they help you get in and out in about an hour. Shop over 1,400 vehicles priced to sell during their Buys of Summer sales event. And they won't be beat on price. That's guaranteed only at Ewald. It includes their exclusive 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty with your purchase. 11 brands, 10 locations, one easy experience. Great place to take your car to get serviced as well. I was just there over the weekend for my scheduled oil change. And it's easy with Ewald Automotive. It all starts at ewaldauto.com.
Ready? Put.
All Packers, all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field, he changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
sure hoping we will see Jason Wilde a little bit later today as we are here at the Bog in Saukville for the 2024 Delzer ESPN Milwaukee Open. Jason, can you fulfill that for me? Will you be out here at the golf outing?
Well, what's it worth to you?
Now that is a smart man. That is a man who recognized that maybe there's a little quid pro quo that could happen here. Maybe this could become transactional. I guess we'll have to think about it. Is there anything you'd like to request in exchange for your presence?
First of all, it's worth nothing to you. So that was the correct answer. Secondly, I will be there. I'm on my way there now. My ETA is 8:14, so I look forward to seeing you in person. Did I ever tell you that Delzer, the guys at Delzer are great, right? They've been great partners for a really long time. But they created the best gift I have ever given Paula.
No, Jason, I don't think you've ever told us this story.
Continue, please.
Okay, so, and there aren't many things that I brag about, but I am a elite level gift giver. In fact, I've got Tausch's birthday present with me right now that I need to deliver at the Delzer ESPN Milwaukee Open. But a few years ago, Paula grew up in Sheboygan. Her family situation was suboptimal, but she's a remarkable story of someone who, instead of making excuses about what she dealt with growing up, and using it as a crutch, she basically said, I'm going to rise above this. And so when, from a very young age, she just grew up really quickly, which is a good thing because she married a child. when she was probably 9, 10, 11, she was an elite-level gymnast, but she got into coaching at a really young age. And what she would do was she had kids in the neighborhood who wanted to learn how to do gymnastics. So she kind of converted her parents' garage into her own little gymnastics academy. And she called it Jimkins Gymnastics. Don't know the story behind the name. She never really explained why she called it that. And she took like sidewalk chalk and on the concrete walls of the garage made her own, like, sign for the gym. And a few years ago, her father passed away, and we had to deal with the just terrible, terrible conditions of her childhood home. But I went in the garage, and the chalk that said Jimkins Gymnastics was still on the concrete walls. And I took a picture of it, and I took it to Delzer, and I said, hey, is there any way you can take this and turn it into, like, a poster board sign for our basement? Because she obviously coaches our girls, who are pretty darn good gymnasts themselves. And they made the most amazing, like, it looks like we have that section of the concrete walls and took it and just transferred it to our basement. It is one of the coolest things anyone has ever done for me. And so those guys have obviously been great partners for a long time, but they will always have an incredibly special place in my heart that they were able to pull that off. Now, whether or not Paula was as emotional and touched by the gift as I was hoping is another story for another day, but I think down deep inside, she thought it was pretty great.
Jason, as your off season is coming to an end, what's your mindset? Is it excitement? Is it like, oh, this is get ready for the grind here? Where's your head at?
Well, it is the same every year. It is that kind of mixed emotion of kind of excited about the new season. Like I talked about last year, how going into camp, like it was the most fascinated and intrigued and uncertain that I'd ever been. So my interest level or my intrigue is still high, but not quite as high as it was last year, because I think I have a better idea of what this team is going to be. At the same time, you know, obviously I really love the off season and the time I get to spend with the girls. But this is different, man. I will never use the word the grind again. I was saying this, I don't know who I was saying this to yesterday, but my first training camp was 97. I started on the beat midway through that 96 season when you guys won the Super Bowl. And that first training camp, you guys had 51 practices open to the public. 51. The first 4 days were pads in the morning and pads in the afternoon. 8:50 and 2:45. And then we finally got to the fifth day, and it was pads in the morning and a special teams practice in the afternoon. This year we've got 16 open practices. Now there's that big chunk in between the early, like, ton of early practices that are open to the fans. And then there's, like, the Baltimore joint practice, and then that's it. There's a bunch of practices in the middle that are open to the media but not fans. But it is, for me to call it a grind would be completely disingenuous. It's a lot more work than I've been doing the last couple months, but it is nothing close to what you guys endured back in the old days.
Jason, we're obviously all, everybody's, I think, fans hyped for what the Packers can potentially do this season. But with all the lists that come out at ESPN.com and they release the off-ball linebackers today, do they have enough blue chip talent on the top part of this roster to actually do what we're talking about them doing and being a contender for the Super Bowl?
So I think they do. What I don't think they have is the kind of depth that would allow them to survive and thrive if they lost certain players. And I think you can argue that most teams are like that, right? Like, In 2024, no one has the kind of talent stockpiled where if you lose too many critical pieces, you can still be competitive. Like, we always talk about that 2010 team and how they won in spite of all the injuries they had. But let's be honest. Like, when Nick Barnett went down, and Nick Barnett was a very good player for them, like, you kind of knew Desmond Bishop was a good player, right? And when they lost JerMichael Finley, that was a catastrophic loss. I mean, he's one of those what could have been, even though Chewy called him a moron on the radio and then I had to deal with that in the locker room. You know, he was a special
Attaboy,
talent. And when he got hurt, they did have to kind of figure things out. But they had Jordy emerging. They had Jennings. They had Jones. They had Driver. Like, the fact that Andrew Corliss wasn't as good as JerMichael Finley didn't devastate their playoff chances, right? And they got hot at the right time. They go win the Super Bowl. But, like, I don't know. You talk about linebackers. Like, I still don't know how good Quay Walker is. And I have no idea how good Edgerrin Cooper or Tyron Hopper will be if they start. I am a big Isaiah McDuffie guy, but, again, for what, and I don't even have a great understanding of exactly what Halfley wants from these guys. Like, I don't know if Isaiah McDuffie is like that third linebacker who only plays 15% of the snaps, or if he's a guy that's going to be on the field more than that. Like, there's so much about this defense. I mean, so much of our time in the offseason was spent watching them run the defense at like half speed or three quarters speed that I don't think I'm a complete, to use Chewy's word, moron when it comes to understanding defenses, but I don't have a great grasp of what this is supposed to look like yet. So whether or not, you know, they have enough defensive line talent interior-wise besides Clark, whether their edge rushers are going to be as good with their hand in the ground as they were in a 3-4, what they're doing at linebacker, how good the second safety is going to be, and quite frankly, how good Xavier McKinney is, because it would appear based on Jeremy Fowler's pieces that the league opinion of him, much like the league opinion of Jordan Love, is that, yeah, he's pretty good, but we're not so sure just how good he is. So that's a really good question, Gabe, and I don't have a really good answer for it at this point.
Jason Wilde hanging out with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. He is en route to this morning's ESPN Milwaukee golf outing at the Bog in Saukville. Jason, our friend and colleague John Anderson, I feel like we are so lucky to have him, longtime ESPN anchor. He came on the air recently and was talking about that the Packers not only believe in Jordan Love, but they also trust him. Let's take a listen to John Anderson and what he had to say about Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers recently.
He's going to get a good contract. And I want to say this. I don't care if they give him $100 million. I'm not going to say they overpaid. Because I know believe in him and are willing, if they have to overpay, they will overpay because they believe in him as a quarterback and a person. And if they have to take a risk and it's too much, I think they'll gladly take it.
So I think, and maybe this is nuance and semantics, I think before they believed in him, or they would not have turned it around, turned it over to him. I think now they trust him, which is, I think, maybe a different deal.
Yes.
Like before, we believed he was the guy.
Yeah.
Now I think the franchise is entrusted to him.
Jason, that, of course, from the Homer Hour with Steve the Homer True. Do you agree with John that it is not just them believing in Jordan Love, but that they trust him to be able to get this team where they want it to go?
Yeah, I couldn't tell what show that was from that crazy guy that was yelling at the start of the segment. All right, so I think it's more nuanced than that, and I think there's a couple of things after I listen to that I would hit on. First of all, you know, I would disagree to some level. I don't think they believed in him wholeheartedly when they turned it over to him. I think they were just really sick and tired of dealing with Rodgers, and it was time to you-know-what or get off the pot with Jordan Love. And they thought he had improved a ton, but they really didn't know. If they believed in him, they would have given him the fifth-year option in May of 2023, and they didn't. So that's one. Two, I do think they believe in him now and trust in him. But I also think that it is an imperative that they protect themselves in case they're wrong. In case the Jordan Love 10-game performance is an aberration. Now, do I believe it is an aberration? I don't. Does Goody think it's an aberration? He doesn't. I do think we have lost sight of the fact that he did not play particularly well in the Giants game, that they lost to Tommy DeVito. So I say this as a Jordan Love convert and a Jordan Love believer, that it is still their duty to make sure that they structure this contract that if they have been hoodwinked by him, that they are going to be able to get out of it and find somebody else. Again, I don't think they will have to do that. So I think there are limits to their belief and trust in him. Now, to John's point, you know, they also are now trusting him to give him more freedom at the line of scrimmage. How he handles that and how effective he is in using that will be another one of the storylines of this season. But it is their job. And look, the Jacksonville Jaguars, I mean, let's be honest, they aren't 100% all in convinced that Trevor Lawrence is as good as they want him to be, because he got appreciably less guaranteed money than Jared Goff did, right? 170 versus 142. I do think that the Packers take that seriously, and the words that keep ringing in my ears are Goody saying before the fifth year option decision had to be made, that's a lot of money to give a guy who hasn't played. Now, he has obviously played, but I think somewhere, and I don't know if Goody would say this publicly, I think he said kind of a variation of it, but I don't think he's going to come out and say, this is a lot of money to give a guy who had a half of a good season. Because when they were 2-5 and Jordan Love had completed 57% of his passes and they're trading Rasul Douglas, I don't think that they had the belief in him that they have now. And it is well placed, but they still have to protect themselves and the franchise.
Jason, do you have any update on Kraft or Tom when they're going to be available? Or
yeah, good question. So I have never torn a pec because there's no way I'm putting up excessive weight on the bench. It sounds to me like they put a very happy face on the diagnoses when we talked to them. But if that turns out to be accurate, Kraft tore his pec a couple of weeks later than Tom did, so his timeline is behind. The last we talked to Tom, he said he thought he would be in position to be cleared for the first practice. Do I believe they will clear him? I do not. I think they will take it slow with him. They've got enough guys they want to take a look at. They have enough of an idea of how good he is that they don't need to rush him. Kraft said he thought he'd be cleared a week or two into camp, which I'm going to add a week or two to that diagnosis and expect him to be cleared week three, week four of camp. So, again, I haven't talked to either of those guys yet. We'll see if I get to talk to them next Monday. But I would be stunned if – I would definitely be stunned if Kraft was practicing, and I would be surprised if Tom is on Monday.
Jason, we look forward to seeing you in about an hour out here at the Bog in Sockville for the Delzer ESPN Milwaukee Open. Safe travel, sir.
I see dark clouds in front of me. How's the weather down there?
It's luck.
Gorgeous.
I mean, there's blue a couple skies. Clouds, yeah, but mostly blue skies, bud.
All right. Well, I'll have to get past this then. All right, guys. We'll see you soon. Take care. Be good.
I say that about things my husband does all the time. Well,
just got to get past it.
You have to get past this, I guess. We roll on here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy right after this.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You want more physical harm beset upon people who are trying to earn a living.
I want winners. If someone has to die in order for us to win, then that's the price you pay.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Day out here at the Bog in Sockville. Now, it's very possible, gentlemen, that the clouds that Jason Wilde was referring to, and if you missed any of Jason Wilde's appearance here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, you can, of course, find it on Wisconsin On Demand, wherever you get your podcast. It is very possible that the clouds he was referring to are behind us, right? We're in front of the clubhouse. We are staring out, as Gabe said earlier, at the 18th green, and it is beautiful on this side of the building, but are you seeing maybe that there might be some storm clouds behind us, Winnie the Pooh?
I don't see anything. I don't know what Jason's talking about. Maybe he just needs to adjust the tint on his sunglasses. I don't know.
Well, he has a right to be shell-shocked.
What do you mean?
We get storms every day.
This is a very good point. This is a very good point. Florida.
Florida last night.
I thought I moved to Seattle over the last few weeks.
Yeah.
I don't water my garden anymore. I just wait for the rain to roll around 7 p.m. and thunderstorm its way through. My dog is having a real rough week. Real rough week for the dogs that don't like thunderstorms and the change in the barometric pressure and whatnot. Like, he knows before we know, and he starts pacing. And then I'm like, can somebody get the CBD oil for the dog? he's on one this evening. If you missed any of Jason Wilde's comments, you can find them on Wisconsin On Demand. But Chewy, you were saying that, look, the distinction that Homer and John Anderson were trying to make was that they believed in him. The Packers wouldn't have drafted Jordan Love if they didn't believe in him on some level. Obviously, you want a player to evolve. You want them to grow. You don't want them to be the same player they are when you draft them, you know, 4 years in, like we are in with Jordan. 4 years? 5 years? 4 years? Four
this
years.
Is going to be year number four.
4 years in, like we are with Jordan Love.
Oh, but, no, excuse me. This is year number five.
Okay.
Good. So it's been 4 years. This is your number.
Perfect. Fantastic. You said you disagree with that, though.
Well, I disagree with Homer 100%. If they did,
is that just your default position, though?
Your default setting is to disagree with Homer?
No. I mean, what did he say? Pay him $100 million and I don't care? And I understand. I've said it a million times. I understand what the market is, but playing nine good games should not afford you to be the highest-paid quarterback in the league. I'm sorry. They trust him to the standpoint where, like, yes, we think he's good enough with talent to get us to a Super Bowl. They don't think he's Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers. I mean, that's the problem. You don't don someone in the Pro Football Hall of Fame after nine games.
Okay? Sure, but again, just to kind of go back to you, if you look at the list of top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL that came out yesterday from the executive scouts and coaches that Jeremy Fowler and ESPN pulled, outside of Joe Burrow, the top quarterbacks, the highest paid quarterbacks in the NFL aren't even in the top five. You know, like Lawrence, not on the list.
Yes.
We think Dak's going to get $60 million. He's 10th on the list. Jared Goff, 9th on the list. And he just got paid.
Sure. And I'm sure if you went back to when Carson Wentz had his great year and they paid him, mm-hmm. he was in the same position on the list as well.
Sure.
So you have to guard against catastrophic destruction. I mean, what are we going to say if we're 2 weeks into camp and there's no deal and there's no – we believe there's – they're not even close?
It's going to make me feel not very good about the upcoming season because some guys, Chew, can compartmentalize.
Sure.
I don't know if Jordan can or not. I don't know if that's something that if he goes, hey, I don't want to worry about this contract. I'm going to put it off the side. We're not going to negotiate during the season. But I'm assuming, and you went through this, that's always in the back of your mind is the new contract. And I don't know how he handles it. Maybe he handles it great, and I worry about nothing. But it becomes another thing to add to the list that you have to worry about a little
bit. If that's the case, Chew, if what you propose is the case, I will start to have doubts about Jordan Love. Because the Packers aren't going to put themselves in a position to be criticized, to be scrutinized. You talk about the locker room and players. They're not going to, they will have weighed the pros and the cons. They will have done the scales of justice. They will know what they are setting themselves up for. And if they choose to dig their heels in on a certain amount of money, it's because they feel they have the most information, the most data points of anyone else out there who might be projecting or prognosticating about Jordan Love's future and his contract and where the numbers will be. And I will start to wonder again if they're willing to make that gamble, if they're willing to take that risk, if then maybe they know something we don't know about the quarterback.
Yes, here's the difference though in contracts. Dak is not worried at all. He's not worried one bit. You know why? Because he already got his big deal. He already has his $200 million in the bank. Jordan Love doesn't. He doesn't. He hasn't gotten that monster deal yet. It's easy when it's the second one. When it's the first one, can you compartmentalize it? I don't know. Are you worried about getting hurt? Are you worried about this? Are you worried about that? So your first big contract is different than your second one. That's like with mine. You know, I negotiated the first one, the Andy Reid, done. Okay, great. Going into the second one, they want to negotiate? Okay, no big deal. All right. Hey, it'll get done when you get done.
I mean, we've seen players get derailed by that. A.J. Dillon admitted that he was so concerned. Hey, I want to be here. This is where I want to be. And he just, he tried too hard. And it just didn't work out for him. Now he signed whatever contract he currently has to stay in Green Bay. But he didn't
Contract is in quotation marks.
Seems like he can be ripped up very easily.
But this is what I think. I think the fact that there is no chatter on either side and there's no talking, because I'm sure Jason's trying to reach out and I'm sure every other reporter's trying to get information on this. I really think it's done, and I think they're going to announce at the shareholders meeting.
So a week from yesterday.
Wouldn't there be chatter? How close are you?
How about an even?
I'm not going to discuss my contract situation during the season.
Well, and I'm sure that there are insiders like Diana Rossini at The Athletic. I'm sure that Adam Schefter has done his due diligence. I'm sure there are people who are digging, calling agents, calling contacts to say, where are we on this thing? And as we mentioned months and months ago when this whole thing started to percolate initially, if the agents want a message out there, the agents know how to get a message out there, right? They know who they can talk to. They know what they can say that will then sway public opinion. And Chew, to your point, there has been none of that in recent weeks. Yeah. There has not even been his camp, Athletes First, saying, you know, whatever narrative they want out there about this entire thing.
If I'm Jordan Love and talking to my agent, if I'm his agent, I'm saying, you know what, kind of let him win this one. Kind of let him win this one.
The Packers?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get him on the next one. I believe in you that much that you're going to have an opportunity in 4 years to sign another extension, and then they're not getting the discount.
But again, to Gabe's point about Jordan Love, that's partly what last year was. This last time where it was like, I believe in you, let him have a win this time, sign this deal that is not very lucrative, but you know, you also don't have a ton of stuff on your resume. So, and this was supposed to be that first pay. The only thing I will say about this is if I'm Jordan Love's camp, I'm saying to the Packers, it's not our fault you drafted him when you drafted him. It's not our fault that you had a Hall of Famer under center. It's not our fault that it's not our fault that he only had a season and half a season is when he performed. Like, that's, you guys laid the groundwork for all of this. Our guy has just done everything you've asked of him every step of the way. At some point, you got to pay for putting him in this position.
I think the pressure really starts tomorrow. If we don't get the reason why I don't think we've heard anything is because everybody kind of checks out before everybody starts reporting. Jordan Love, rookies, are due to report tomorrow. So Jordan, we know, is going to be in Green Bay.
Yeah.
And maybe that's the time he can start signing.
Gabe, how would you feel right now if you found out Jordan Love is asking for 58,
yep,
and the Packers are offering the Trevor Lawrence deal?
Just pay him. Just get it over with, man. Just get it over with.
No,
just pay him.
No.
Pay
him.
Because the biggest deal, too, the biggest thing isn't the AAV. It's the thing we talk about the most, but it's the guarantees.
Yeah.
Because if it's a low guarantee, the way that Trevor Lawrence's deal is, that's the insurance policy for the Packers. If it's a lower guarantee, that means the sooner the Packers can get out of it.
What about 60?
If Jordan's asking for 60?
I'm just spitballing here.
Like, you got to come off that number a little bit, right? Going
59?
50, yeah. Going $5 million up over the highest paid current guys. But again, I think if anything that they haggle over, the biggest haggle is going to be the guarantee. Because, Jordan, like you said, Jordan hasn't gotten that big payday. And you want to guarantee yourself as much as you humanly possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to get up into a higher guarantee. And that's a high guarantee. That's how you know the Packers trust and believe in him. If it's a lower guarantee, they're hedging their bets.
Yeah. I agree.
Should we do a baby pool? Chewy's got the baby pool. You've got it for
what? You got mine.
We got Friday, the shareholders.
Yeah.
That's Monday. He's waiting all the way till next week.
Maybe we do a baby pool.
Yeah.
Figure out when the contract gets signed. All right, we'll work on that as Jen, Gabe, and Chewy rolls on. Are you ready to upgrade the concrete surfaces in your home? Let me tell you about my friends at Showtime Floors and Floor Shield. You guys, I feel so foolish, right? I'm talking to my friends over at Showtime Floors. They're telling me about the garage floors that they do, and I'm going, cool. It's a garage, right? They're like, listen, we're going to come out to your place. We're going to give you a new floor in your garage. I said, cool. Great. I'll move all my stuff out. It'll be a hassle, but we'll put a floor in. It is the best thing I have done at my home recently. I am not lying. This is not an exaggeration. I love the new floor in our garage. Sometimes I just go out to the garage and hang out because it's quiet. You know, I got all those kids, and so it's a quiet space. But also, it's gorgeous now thanks to my friends at Showtime Floors. So maybe you're like me and you're thinking, I don't need to spend money upgrading the floor in my garage. Maybe you don't, but you should. Because it has upgraded that space in our house tremendously, and they can do the same for you. Enjoy a 15-year warranty against wear, and if you mention ESPN, they will give you free crack repair and 10% off your purchase. What do you have to lose? Contact them at Showtime Floors. See what they could do for you. The website is showtimefloors.com, and tell them Jen from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy sent you.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I thought that they hear their name when it's non-scheduled, that's what they want to hear.
I could hear Ashley laughing in the background.
Am I right or wrong?
He's not wrong. Hey, he's not wrong. He's not wrong.
He is wrong.
On 94.5 ESPN.
We'll be right back. here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We are live this morning staring at a beautiful 18th green here at the Bog in Saukville. All the golf carts are lined up next to us. They've been mowing out there. Seems like it's going to be an absolutely gorgeous day. Jason Wilde is en route. All of our shows will be originating from out here. Hey, if you like watching Jen, Gabe, and Chewy as opposed to just listening to us, make sure that you are subscribed to ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. That's where you can watch all of our shows. You can see Chewy just completely disinterested in what I'm saying right now, if that's your thing.
I'm multitasking.
Oh, sure you are.
You know how I said I trusted you on a lawnmower earlier?
Yeah.
I think you might be the person I least trust to multitask.
That's fair.
What if he's on a mower? Can he multitask on a mower? Because your trust level on the mower is high.
Yeah, but he's not going to want to multitask while he's on the mower.
Right.
Because he's just loving what he's doing.
Did
so
you
much.
Just call it a moaner?
I did.
Yeah. Just hoping we Speaking get of multitasking, it. What are you working on over there, Gabe? We got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, but we have a lot of stuff to get to in the second hour of the show. The national anthem last night at the Home Run Derby was one for the ages, and not in a good way. Plus, we've got power rankings, and Costco is selling an apocalypse bucket? What is an apocalypse bucket? We'll dive into that right after this on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.